Angels Protect and Guide Us, December 16. God's Throne and Angel Ministry. Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Those who have tempted the devil to tempt them will have to make desperate efforts to free themselves from his power. But when they begin to work for themselves, then angels of God whom they have grieved will come to their rescue. Satan and his angels are unwilling to lose their prey. They contend and battle with the holy angels, and the conflict is severe. But if those who have erred continue to plead, and in deep humility confess their wrongs, angels who excel in strength will prevail and wrench them from the power of the evil angels. The mother's work often seems to her an unimportant service. It is a work that is rarely appreciated. Others know little of her many cares and burdens. Her days are occupied with a round of little duties, all calling for patient effort, for self-control, for tact, wisdom, and self-sacrificing love, yet she cannot boast of what she has done as any great achievement. She has only kept things in the home running smoothly. She feels that she has accomplished nothing. But it is not so. Heavenly angels watch the careworn mother, noting the burdens she carries day by day. Her name may not have been heard in the world, but it is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Though the rulers of this world know it not, yet often in their councils angels have been spokesmen. Human eyes have looked upon them, human ears have listened to their appeals, human lips have opposed their suggestions and ridiculed their counsels, human hands have met them with insult and abuse.